nothing unites Ghanaians like football. And when the national team plays, nearly everything comes to a standstill. If it's a win, the country erupts in celebration. But when they lose controversially, like the 2010 World Cup quarterfinal match against Uruguay, the grudge stays. Samuel Nkum, who represented Ghana in two World Cups, played in that match. He says when Uruguay's Luis Suarez deliberately used his hand to prevent a Ghana goal, there was anger and disbelief.
To be honest, everybody wants to beat him, to be honest. Because, you know, this is something that we plan for it. We've been training for so long. And when you talk about World Cup is about four years. So you go in there, you never know. Maybe in those 4 years you cannot go.
But he said sportsmanship was what held them back.
12 years after Luis Suarez's infamous handball that denied Ghana the winner in the quarterfinals, many Ghanaians are still bitter about their loss. They see this year's tournament as a chance to get even.
The call for revenge is loud, but sports commentators are urging caution.
Sometimes I say to my friends, you need 7 or 8 games to win the World Cup, maximum. And that, for me, should be the target. Not to say that I want to go to the quarterfinals or semifinals, but to say that I'm going to win all my matches and that should see me through to a particular stage.
Ghana are grouped with Uruguay in Qatar, and Suarez, who was responsible for Ghana's loss that day in 2010, is also set to play for the country. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Accra.